Welcome to the Storage Review Podcast. Today on the podcast, we've got Adam Laub, who's Senior VP of Product Marketing with StealthBits. Adam, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Adam, for those that don't know StealthBits, I know you guys have been around a long time in the IT space, but give us a quick overview on who you are and what you guys do to help set the table.
Sure. So StealthBits is a data security software company. We specialize in the management and security of unstructured data. So that's your human-generated data that's generated every day by your end users in the form of documents, spreadsheets, presentations, et cetera, that mostly reside out on file shares on massive storage devices. And essentially what we do is we help organizations understand where that data exists, who has access to it, how they got that access, who's leveraging their access privileges, where the sensitive data is, and we put governance controls in place to help them manage and secure that data on an ongoing basis, essentially to reduce the number of people who have access to that data to just the people who really need it. And along with that, we also do real-time monitoring of those environments to help organizations understand who's accessing that data, when attacks are underway, those types of things as well.
Okay, well, that's helpful. You've got a new product out, though, now, and that's what we want to talk about today. Give us a quick overview on the new product and how you differentiate it from the current offerings.
Sure. So the name of the new product is called the StealthBits File Activity Monitor. And what's interesting about this product is it's actually a piece of technology that we've had for quite some time. It's actually a shared component between our two flagship products, the Stealth Audit Management Platform and Stealth Intercept. And essentially what we've done here is slice off a particular function that customers have been asking for to be more of a standalone type of solution to enable organizations to purely monitor file activity events occurring on their big NAS devices from NetApp, EMC, Hitachi, for instance, and also their Windows file server infrastructure without the need to essentially invest in our other solutions, which provide much more robust capabilities above and beyond just file activity monitoring.
So it sounds like you've taken a nice and consumable piece of technology out of the larger package. Would this be for smaller organizations, or does this fit in a wide spectrum depending on their IT needs?
This really fits in an organization of any size. The fact of the matter is that most organizations, regardless of their size, have difficulty obtaining this type of information today, leveraging native auditing types of capabilities, so their native logs. And there's a couple reasons for that I'm sure we'll dig into. But essentially, the reason why we broke off this piece is because, again, regardless of whether you're a 500-user shop or a 500,000-user shop, you need to be able to understand what's going on in these data repositories. You want to be able to answer, very simple questions like who accessed this file, who deleted this file, or why don't I have access to this data that I did yesterday? Activity data tells you the answers to those questions. But there's lots of other use cases above and beyond that as well. And like we were discussing, basically, what we found over the years is that not all, but a sizable number of prospects that we've spoken to have wanted just this capability. And in order to give them that capability, there was a lot of other stuff, essentially, that we had to provide them with it to be able to view the data and report upon it, et cetera. Luckily, the way that we had built this technology, we just had to make a few little enhancements to it, put a query interface over top of it and some other controls, and now we can just basically monitor that activity and give it up to them through a nice, simple-to-use utility that allows them to essentially search on any of the attributes that we're collecting along with those file access events, like who's accessing the data, where that access came from, the name of the file, the type of operation performed, was it a read event versus a write event, so on and so forth. Additionally, we had technology partners because this type of data is hard to come by. We had technology partners come to us and say, hey, we'd like to OEM this particular piece of technology, or even various storage resellers, product managers at these big storage providers themselves coming to us and saying, hey, we need a simple mechanism to provide our end users the ability to answer these questions and others. And just to kind of put a bow around that, the reason why they need this more specialized technology is because there's some essentially some difficulties associated with gathering this data to begin with. It mostly, from an initial perspective, comes down to performance concerns and the complexity of actually configuring this type of auditing to begin with. This utility essentially eliminates those particular concerns. Additionally, trying to understand what native log data is actually telling you is also something that's very difficult for end users to deal with. Just give you one example. If you were to open, edit, save, and close a Microsoft Word document on, let's just say, a pure Windows file server, you would generate 230 events in the event log. There's a lot of background noise that's going on in these logs. Backup routines even are going to generate a lot of noise. And we eliminate all of that from the equation and make it a very simple type of exercise for organizations to understand the who, what, where, and when of pretty much every event.
The idea of milling through those Windows logs seems daunting at best, and an IT guy or a storage admin trying to do his job probably doesn't take too kindly to management filing those sorts of requests on any sort of regular basis, I would assume.
100%. And the fact of the matter is that it happens all day, every day. Think about in a larger organization especially, the number of instances of a file having gone missing or somebody not being able to, again, access data that they were able to yesterday, and trying to figure out what happened falls on the storage admin or the help desk admin's desk primarily, and then oftentimes has to get escalated up the chain in order to figure out the answer to that question, if that data is even available. Sometimes the question just goes unanswered.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of what you're talking about makes sense in regulated industries, healthcare, financials. They've had to have checks or at least monitoring like this in place to be compliant with all sorts of regulatory and legal issues. But we've seen it come up too on the unregulated side, you know, traditional enterprise or small business. In fact, we had a guy in the forums not long ago running a NetApp filer who, for whatever reason, management asked him to give them some visibility into usage access patterns, just like what you're talking about. And the feedback was pretty much, hey, there's some logging tools you can use and you can sift through this data. But you know, while that gets you maybe to the answer, maybe not, I suppose, it's still a tremendous amount of legwork. For unregulated industries, standard enterprises, I assume something bad happened to generate that management request. Is it always a reaction to something bad happening to want to have visibility into this data, or are some of these organizations being proactive about looking for software solutions to give them this visibility?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that this capability is agnostic to whether an organization is regulated or not. Indifferent to size. And there are certainly organizations that do want this capability from a proactive perspective as well as a reactive perspective. And really, it aligns to both, or actually all three, of security, compliance, and operational concepts. I can give you a couple examples here. So from a proactive perspective, one of the things that organizations want to do all the time is clean up stale data. Now, that can be operational in nature because you don't want to go out and buy more storage, for instance. It could also be security related in nature or even compliance related. From a compliance perspective, you may have retention policies in place. If data is not being accessed and is over a certain date, they'd like to be able to get rid of that because they no longer need it from a compliance perspective. On the security side, essentially every file equals risk for an organization. And the reason for that specifically is that anything can be in a file. And oftentimes the files are not just things that you and I have typed in via a keyboard to a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet, it's exports from structured data resources, critical applications that your business is running off of, financial applications, and other types of resources that can have sensitive data in them. And because there's that uncertainty about what any particular file can contain, it's important to be able to understand what files are active and which ones aren't, so that you can actually go and proactively clean up data that you don't need to be managing anymore, because it could contain sensitive data that could make you the next headline news article a day from now. And so that those are some of perhaps some of the more preventative things that you can do with this data. From a reactionary perspective, certainly you want to know, like we just talked about, in the instance of somebody calling up the help desk or connecting with a storage admin, the answer to the question, who deleted this file? But you also would want to potentially analyze this type of activity for some of the greatest threats that we're seeing out there today. I mean, essentially, at the end of the day, we're trying to protect our data. And if you look at particular malware variants that are really hot right now, like crypto ransomware, for instance, it is targeting this type of data specifically. And being able to actually monitor file activity is kind of your last ditch effort or last stage effort to try to catch this stuff before it's gone too far. If it slipped past the firewall, it's compromised a user in the organization and is going to go out to network file shares that that user has access to and start encrypting those files. The only thing you can do at that point is detect the activity. And if you're not monitoring activity, then it's going to be really too late to do anything about it. Your data will have been compromised. It will have been encrypted. You will have to pay the ransom or go to backup or use alternative methods to get your data back. And so there's a whole mix of, again, just to recap here, security, compliance, and operational use cases that can be fulfilled out of file activity data. And it's regardless it matters not what industry you're in or the size of your organization to be able to reap the benefits of what this data can provide you.
So, Adam, you hit on a couple things there that I want to dive into and really help set the stage for what the marketplace looks like today. You talked about some security aspects, backups, hunting for files that are corrupted or deleted. A lot of what you're talking about touches copy data management, which is growing in popularity of conversation, snapshotting or file recovery, backups. How do organizations sort of compartmentalize those solutions, and how do they lay in something like this? They may think they have enough already, that Active Directory may be enough, or that their firewall may be enough. How do you better have the conversation about where Stealth Bits can fit in and where File Activity Monitor specifically can nest with some of these other products or solutions they may already have in their environment?
Sure. So I think that file activity monitoring is complementary to all of those things that you've mentioned. And if you think of kind of a general analogy, you know, just because I have locks on my doors doesn't mean I don't need a burglar alarm, right? There's a real value in layering out capabilities. And just because I can go to backup in a ransomware type of attack scenario doesn't mean that that's cost effective for my organization. There's significant fallout from those types of events that if you had been able to catch things earlier would have drastic impact on the overall cost to your organization, which could even extend onto reputational damage and those types of things. So I think, you know, all those technologies you mentioned, especially something like Active Directory, we're Active Directory experts here at Stealth Bits too. And what I'll say is that application is probably the most critical application within any organization. It's the authentication and authorization hub of most enterprises, and it is in really bad shape. Every environment we go into, we find what we call toxic conditions of just massive amounts of objects, stale, active, misconfigurations, lots of conflicts in terms of policy and all those types of things. And essentially, that's extended from a decade plus of management of this application, and mergers and acquisitions, divestitures, all these other things that occur regularly in an organization, Active Directory has had to go through, and it's just a mess, for lack of a better term today. So having the ability to say, yeah, I need to go out and fix those problems, but also have direct insight into the things that everybody is trying to do to protect, which is your data, knowing who's accessing that data, identifying patterns of activity, being able to clean up that environment so that you reduce your risk footprint, as well as, you know, everything else that's involved in the process, from backups to just day-to-day management. This, you know, type of technology can aid in essentially increasing the value of all of those other investments and reducing cost overall for your organization.
So this type of problem touches several capabilities within an organization: technology, legal, maybe even HR to some extent. What's the process, or how are you seeing organizations adopt this and setting up policies and top-down management direction for file access protocols?
Yeah, so, you know, in the past, using activity data essentially as a pivot, you know, within a product like our Stealth Audit management platform, for instance, what we do there with the activity data is add a lot of context to the equation. So we're looking at file activity in order to determine things like data ownership. So looking at a particular file share, the users who interact with it, the types of operations they perform, and other bits of metadata around who is associated with who and what departments they're in, so on and so forth, we're able to derive intelligence out of that data in order to essentially start the first stage of a data access governance program. We also are doing sensitive data discovery, and we can do that on our own, or we can integrate with a DLP solution, for instance, and we can use file activity monitoring as another pivot there to say, this is my most sensitive data. Here's who's accessing it, from where, when, whether their access activity is normal versus abnormal, et cetera, and be able to provide intelligence there too. On the stealth intercept front, we put specific policy in place to potentially alert when particular types of data are accessed, or put even preventative controls in place to disallow a particular user or set of users from accessing data that we want to protect at another level, regardless of their access rights. But some of the other things you can do with just the file activity monitor, for instance, is feed this information off to your SIM solution. We have built-in functions into the product that will allow you to send this off to a product like a QRadar from IBM, or perhaps a HP ArcSight, a Splunk, those types of solutions, and be able to do additional analysis, policy detection or enforcement there as well. And even within QRadar, for instance, we have a free dashboard that you can download from the IBM X-Force App Exchange that will take this file activity data that we're pumping into QRadar and surface it in very meaningful ways, like just an overview of all the activity on each system, who's interacting with the data, which systems are most active. Again, ransomware detection, file permission changes and deletion events, and the ability to search across the entire data set if you'd like. Now, we've got a query interface inside the StealthBits file activity monitor for you to answer some of those questions as well, but for organizations intent on, as you mentioned, kind of doing more with this type of data, there's options. There's products like I mentioned from StealthBits. There's the ability to leverage existing investments that you've made, like SIM or pretty much anything that can accept a syslog feed for additional analysis, et cetera, that will make this data even more useful as it aligns to organizational policies and other types of ideals that you're trying to achieve.
Well, let's talk about the deployment model. So you've identified Windows, NetApp, EMC, Hitachi Systems, and others where you're a good fit. Also talking about the environment, some of the scale issues for businesses. What does the file activity monitoring product look like in terms of integration with the data sources? And then, you know, as you mentioned, some of the integrations you have with third-party applications. Just give us an idea of what that looks like in the deployment model.
Sure. It's actually really simple, and that's one thing to keep in mind with this product is we designed it to be really, really simple because, again, the problems that we're trying to help you overcome are complexities associated with performance concerns, configuration, as well as understanding that data. So those are the core concepts within the product. So along with that comes simplicity in deployment. So essentially, all you need as an end user here is a Windows desktop or server to install our utility on. Anything better than a Windows 2003 or XP machine is going to be fine. So your Windows 7, 8, 10, your Windows Server 2008, et cetera, et cetera. We need a machine to put the utility on. That's where all of the configuration, the deployment of our instrumentation for the monitoring occurs. Essentially, you're going to walk through a little wizard that will allow you to point at the system you want to monitor. We will push our activity monitoring agent out to those systems, and it will automatically take care of all those complex configuration items for you. You can start and stop it. You can hone it in on specific directories that you actually want to monitor. You can be very broad, you can be very narrow, and from that same interface, you can configure what it is that you want the product to do with the data. Write it to a log file that the product is very aware of and will search whenever you query across however many machines you actually want to monitor. Alternatively, I mentioned before things like SIM or anything that accepts a syslog feed. You can automatically pipe that off. Just give us the IP address and host name of that system, the port you want us to communicate over. That data will go straight over to those alternative technologies in real time. And then, of course, within the query function of the product itself, you can simply export the data that you've massaged, filtered, etc., out to an Excel spreadsheet, a CSV file, which can be integrated with virtually anything else that you've got. So if you have an additional reporting tool or business intelligence type of product in place and you want to use our data in there, it's really nice, neat, and clean, properly formatted top to bottom. You can ingest it into virtually any other technology for use in there as well, which really kind of makes the use cases, you know, that much broader in terms of what you can do with the data because of its applicability to other products.
It seems like with the flexibility that you offer in terms of being able to collect all this data and massage it pretty much any way you like, is what's the learning curve for someone to figure this out once it's in the environment and the best ways to leverage the data? Do you have some usability guides or some best practices that you help your customers with to bridge that initial gap?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got full documentation around this product, a full top-to-bottom guide on how to get going with it and what to do initially, where to start, those types of things, so some best practices. Depending upon what you want to do with the data, things can get a little bit more complex. So, for instance, if you were to send the data off to your SIM solution, you may not have access to that solution, so you may be relying upon somebody else to do something with the data for you, or you need to have familiarity with how those products work and how you can harness that data appropriately within alternative solutions. That's kind of a little bit of a different problem, but in terms of working within the confines of our product, getting the data back, getting the data out into other solutions, or actually working within the console itself in terms of creating queries, it's very intuitive, very simple to use. I think most users will be downloaded, up, running, gathering data within really a matter of minutes and getting value out of the solution.
So one thing that I want to make sure that we hit on, and we talked on it a little bit already, but the core benefit message here is around tracking and being able to answer questions about the data. And, you know, I think we often, or I often, maybe I'm naive, think of this as a big business problem, legal compliance and issues of that nature. It must be more broad than that, and something that even the small businesses need to be worried about or at least concerned about and putting a plan into action.
Yeah, again, I think it's applicable to any organization. I mean, maybe if you get down into the you know, very smallest of the small organizations. They all sit in one room together. You can stand up and say, "Hey, John, did you just delete my file?" But you know, I think in most scenarios, there are enough people interacting with these systems to make it very difficult to derive the answers to these questions. And again, if we just took, for instance, that one example from before, opening, editing, saving, and closing a Word document, 230 events, multiply that out to, you know, an organization of any, you know, appreciable size, 500 users or more, and we're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of event log entries on a daily basis. And you need quick answers around the subject. You can't spend your whole day trying to figure out who deleted this file or who modified these permissions. You need quick answers. And the another core principle here is that we've designed this product to be affordable, right? We're taking this componentry out of our other flagship products, of which it is just, again, a component of, and we're making it accessible to anybody that needs this type of data. Without all the other things that we do, all the other intelligence that we add to the equation with our other products, if you just need this data, you want to answer those simple questions, you want to use this data in other ways to answer the harder questions, that's totally fine. You have other things that you need to buy as an organization out there with your IT budget. You can't break the bank on one particular product every single year. This is going to be a very affordable option for organizations of any size to alleviate a heck of a lot of time, frustration, and just you know, lack of understanding of what's going on their systems. We're going to surface that for them at an affordable price.
Well, Adam, I don't want to get you into trouble, but I've been told that there's a 30-day free demo. Is that the case?
That is the case, yes. We have made the product fully functional for 30 days. You can download it right from our website, and we certainly invite you to do so. During that time, you get full support from us, so if you want to call up our support organization and get any help with anything, you probably won't need it. Again, I think it's that simple to use, but we'll make all the resources of StealthBits available to you. And with concern to purchase, if you want to move to that stage, you can certainly buy it directly from us, but go to your favorite storage reseller or solution provider, software reseller for your organization, and ask them to act on your behalf as well. We're willing and able to work with really any organization out there. So if that makes the process simpler for you, we're happy to accommodate those types of scenarios.
I want to make sure that we're clear on this, because most software applications, VSAs, or whatever else we see in the storage industry, it's for a terabyte under management or non-production data or some other restriction. You're saying that they could put this to work in an active environment, fully licensed, fully supported, to see if it's going to work for them.
That is correct. Proof's in the pudding. We're happy to put our money where our mouth is and give people the real experience.
All right. So, Adam, they can go to their channel partners or their resellers. Where else can they learn more about StealthBits and what you guys are up to?
StealthBits.com. It's that simple. You can go under our product listing and just choose the file activity monitor. You can search the website. We've got blog posts. We've got lots of data sheets, videos, etc., to help you know, understand what it is that you potentially be using. We've got a lot of great assets up there, so we'd invite you to check out our website, and all that will be available to you.
All right. Well, it certainly sounds like something even our small organization could benefit from. I'll go over and yell at Kevin and tell him we need to get this under control, because just like anyone else, we've got a bunch of files and creating the data daily, and I'd like to make sure we're keeping good controls in place. Well, Adam, thanks for your time. I really appreciate you joining the podcast today, and I'm sure that a lot of people listening will be able to benefit from what StealthBits has to offer.
Great, and thank you, Brian. It was a real pleasure, and happy to make myself available to any of your listeners.
Very good. Thanks.